talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say at our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all.
Good afternoon and Merry Christmas. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams, and in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And a special thanks to our show producer, Colin Voigt, for putting today's shows together and also for choosing those songs. And if you would like to hear a home theme song played at the beginning of our radio show, just visit the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page and make a comment about the song you'd like to hear, and we will not only play your request, but we will also send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August at the Gilliard Center in beautiful downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is being sponsored by Advance Window Fashions, and we are very proud to have Advance Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 27th through the 29th. At the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And in a couple minutes, we'll be talking with Nancy McCray and also Kathleen Whitaker with Advanced Window Fashions. Also, Carlene Peters with AMSCO Lighting. Lincoln Wilson with Spectrum Paints. We'll be talking with Jim Rouleau with Edgewater Energy Services, and also Maggie Davern with Aiden Fabrics. Well, tomorrow is Christmas, and we want everyone here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, we want everyone to have a wonderful Christmas. I hope you're able to take some time off and spend it with your family, like we are here, and we're very grateful for a fantastic 2016, and we're very much looking forward to 2017. A lot of good things will be happening in 2017, and we'll be telling you about them shortly, but in the meantime, have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Advance Window Fashions, and we're very proud to have Advance Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Nancy McCray and Kathleen Whitaker with Advance Window Fashions. How you doing, ladies?
Doing great.
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Advance Window Fashions.
We are a window treatment company here in Charleston. We're actually located in Mount Pleasant at 502 Wando Park Boulevard. We are a Hunter Douglas Gallery. So you can come into our showroom and see samples. And we also come out to clients' homes and bring samples, measure, and give in-home estimates.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So Advanced Window Fashions, you folks help homeowners with window coverings, window treatments. What are the most popular window treatments that you find people here in Charleston are choosing?
I would say mostly shutters.
Plantation shutters?
We do a lot of plantation shutters, whether it be the poly satin or the hardwood. We have a lot of different selections that mm-hmm. people can make. Also, the Duet shade by Hunter Douglas is really popular, and that's a honeycomb shade. It's very energy efficient. What else would you say, Nancy?
I would say the Silhouette, mm-hmm. which gives you the, it's like a shutter look because it's a softer look with the sheer fabric on the front and back with a fabric vane.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives you, yeah, like a shutter look, but it gives you more of a softer look and you can see through it mm-hmm. and have your view to look through.
Mm-hmm.
And it still gives you privacy.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What is it about the plantation shutters that are so popular?
It's just a very classic look, very Charlestonian. You see them in the downtown homes. In the older homes, they have the smaller louvers. It's more modern to have like the larger louvers now, and people like to see those on the front of their homes. So we'll do a lot of the front windows and shutters,
mm-hmm.
and then you can kind of branch off in the rest of the home and do other things.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that Advanced Window Fashion sells the polywood kind of
right.
Plantation shutters, mm-hmm. and then also the solid wood
yes.
shutters. Is there a different application for each one depending on what kind of situation you have?
We recommend if you're near the water or if you're putting the plantation shutter in a bathroom somewhere where it's going to be near water, we recommend doing the poly satin shutter. It's not going to warp. It's not going to discolor. It's going to stay intact.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardwood, a lot of downtown homes, more classically styled homes, like I mentioned, prefer the hardwood. You can tell a difference.
Mm-hmm. Are most people buying those in white?
White is definitely the most popular.
Uh-huh. And are there any options in terms of color matching the paint trim on the windows inside somebody's house?
Yes, we do have the ability to get the exact color mm-hmm. painted on the hardwood shutters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. good deal. And the Advanced Window Fashions, you folks also do soft window treatments. What's an example of soft window treatments?
So you can do draperies, or you can do top treatments such as a valance or a cornice board, or you can do a Roman shade. A lot of people like the fabric look, and there are many ways to do it in different windows. So
mm-hmm.
if you don't want something to cover your trim, then do a modern Roman shade, and you can pick from our multiple fabric. We have a huge fabric library for people to pick from.
Does it do... Do soft treatments like draperies, do they kind of come in style and then out of style, or are you folks always busy with draperies?
I think depending on the fabric you choose, you can make it look more traditional, or if you want something more modern,
mm-hmm.
you can do that too. Also, depending on the header, you have some room to play with, so
mm-hmm.
you can do like a grommet, which is a little bit more modern, versus a pinch pleat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's definitely a year-round.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good deal. What about, are there any options for people to, like, match pillows, or if you're doing something in the bedroom, match the bedding to the drapes?
Yes, our workroom can do pillows, we can do bedspreads, so we can match the fabric that you choose for your window treatments on the bed as well.
Mm-hmm. Most window treatment companies don't have a showroom, and that's kind of unique for a window treatment company, and you folks are a, correct me if I'm wrong, a Hunter Douglas Centurion.
Hunter
Douglas Gallery. And what, mm-hmm. What is that distinction? Because some people sell Hunter Douglas products, but they're not a Hunter Douglas gallery.
We're a Hunter Douglas gallery, whereas we do have a showroom where you can come in and see the actual, you know, displays with different operating systems of all the different products that Hunter Douglas carries. We also, being a gallery, we have what they call a right choice promise. And for a customer, it helps them after we've helped educate them on the products, colors, what they're looking for. We try to gear them in the right direction of the correct product for them. But the right choice is, say, we've chosen a color, they wanted to go with a gray, and maybe they should have gone with a warmer, you know, white than a stark white. They didn't like that color, so they've got a choice of, or not, I shouldn't say a choice, but there's a 21-day waiting period, and then we have another 21 days to swap out that product for a different color. It could be a different product. It could be just a variety of different things, you know, for them to have that choice to do that. And it's a one-time change, you know, for that product. And there's just a small little charge that the customer pays for to change it out.
Does that happen very often, where people don't really, they have buyer's remorse, they wish they had chosen something different?
Very seldom. That's why we make sure when we meet with our customers, we like for them to come into the showroom to see the larger samples. And we do like to take a sample out to them, you know, and show it in their window, what it's going to look like, how it's going to operate. And, you know, just educate them a little bit more on, you know, a good product that's going to work. If it's an energy efficient product, we keep them in that area. If it's more decorative, you know, we show them, you know, more decorative.
Yeah, I would think that there's a great possibility of people not really understanding exactly what they're getting when they're just looking at samples. But having that showroom where you can invite customers in and see a full-size example of how, because most homeowners don't have the vision to see what it's going to look like, the finished product. I have great respect for interior designers and architects and custom builders who can look at a set of plans and just know exactly how it's going to look when it's done. Most people can't do that. What about, is there any kind of, does Advanced Window Fashions offer any kind of computerized program or something where you can see what certain window treatments will look like, on a computer screen before they're installed?
We do have that available in the Hunter Douglas site, where we can take a picture of their window and then we can, you know, upload a photo, not a photo, but the actual product, you know, and the color that they're looking for, so they can see it that way visually.
What do you say to people there that are thinking about maybe doing it themselves? They're thinking about buying window treatments and putting them up themselves. I've heard some a company advertising that you know, just measure your windows and then they'll ship you the blinds or window treatments and you put it up yourself. That it seems like there's a lot of potential for problems with that.
You got to try at least once to do it and then see, you know, what happens. And I don't mean to be mean about saying it, but you got to at least try it once and see, you know, it's like, oh, that wasn't a good thing.
Right.
And then they don't work with them, you know, as far as, you know, returning them or correcting it or whatever. But when we measure, we're looking at all the ins and outs of how that product's going to fit. Is it an inside mount, an outside mount? You know, knowing if it's going to operate once it's up there. So we're giving them, you know, the education on that. And if you're doing it for the first time, you know, they're like, oh, I need to cut corners or I need to save money.
Right.
You're not really saving money when you go to do that route, because then you're ending up, you're having to correct it.
Right. Don't buy window treatments at a big box store, and don't buy them online. That's for sure. The nice thing about working with a local company, and how long has Advanced Window Fashions been around?
We have been around since 2003.
Okay.
So almost, 14 years.
Yeah. And Do you ever have any occasions where a homeowner does have a problem and will call Advanced Window Fashions to see about fixing it?
We do. We have some of our past customers, if they run into something, we're out there to service it. And we also get calls who we did not sell to, and we go out and repair it, or they can bring it in. You know, if it's something that they can take down that's easy,
mm-hmm.
and we can see about repairing it.
Right. And we can be all be optimists and think that whatever we buy is never going to have a problem, but that's really not the reality. And just have the peace of mind of having someone local, a local company that's been around a while that you can call, because you are going to have some, no matter what you buy, there's going to be some sort of an issue, whether it's a car or what have you. So how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions?
You can go to advancedwindowfashions.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram. We're all over social media, so you can find us that way too.
Okay, and how about your physical showroom?
We're at 502 Wando Park Boulevard, Suite 105, so it's off of Long Point Road in Mount Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call us at 843-881-8858.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Kathleen Whitaker and Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions, and thanks so much to Advanced Window Fashions for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Carlene Peters with AMSCO Lighting. How are you doing, Carlene?
Doing great today. How about you?
Good. Carlene, take a moment and tell everybody about AMSCO Lighting.
AMSCO Lighting started in 1975, and we moved to South Carolina in 2001. We do lighting from A to Z, from light bulbs to lighting fixtures, so everything that you would need in terms of lighting for your home.
AMSCO Lighting, you folks you're not a lighting showroom, but you do have a lighting showroom. Is that correct?
We do have a lighting showroom. We are a wholesaler distributor and a manufacturer, which is unique, still in the United States, and right here in South Carolina.
Well, that's great. How many employees does AMSCO have?
About a dozen.
About a dozen? And you folks manufacture light fixtures at your Somerville plant?
Yes, we do. In fact, the shows that we have done with Home Design has really drummed up quite a bit of business for us with local companies. We're doing partnership with cabinet makers, where they're introducing our products and their line of offering for homes as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, people who live in Charleston and South Carolina in general, I think they're very, very proud. We're all very proud of where we live in our home state, and to be able to buy products that are made right here in the Charleston area in South Carolina. If people knew that they could do that and it was a good quality product, there's no question that they would make that purchase.
Absolutely. Made in the U.S. is important to us. And as you said, made in Charleston right here in Somerville, South Carolina is even great, especially for local business. And we do a lot of custom design and sizes and shape to suit the customer's need. Everyone wants something different to fit into their environment and their home environment. So to complement that, we will be able to walk you through the design and help you with what you need specifically.
Mm-hmm. At the fall home show, I noticed AMSCO Lighting was showing I think you call them lit mirrors. Kind of paint a picture for our listeners. What is it? What does an AMSCO Lighting lit mirror look like?
It is an integrated backlit mirror. So you have the lights in the mirror. No need to get a lighting company to do lighting separate from a glacier to do a local mirror. So it's integrated. It's two things in one. But the great thing about the mirrors, they come in all shapes, sizes. You do different Kelvins for putting on makeup under a daylight scenario, under an evening scenario. You can do Bluetooth. You can do Wi-Fi into these mirrors, motion sensors. So there's so much technology in addition to the lighting and the mirror that you can integrate. Mm-hmm. So it can be as simple as you want it, or we can make it as complicated, for lack of a better word, as you mm-hmm. need it to be.
What are some of the other popular light fixtures that AMSCO Lighting manufactures that if someone was remodeling their house or building a new home that they might want to take a look at?
I would suggest sconces. You know, a lot of companies want the older type mirrors, the frame mirrors with ornate frames. Well, for that, we offer simple sconces that go with them. Very streamlined, and our linear and product is one of them. It looks very, very retro. However, you can also bring the modern LED technology to it, so you can have both the look yet the efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Has AMSCO Lighting embraced LED lighting in their products?
Absolutely, it's a must in today's times. We have no choice but to. However, we still do offer a line of old-fashioned, vintage Thomas Edison reproduction light bulbs for those customers that really do want to stay with a natural, older-fashioned look.
Mm-hmm.
But again, LED, we have no choice but to integrate our mm-hmm. products with that.
What are you noticing customers' reactions to LED? Are they embracing it, or are they not so much? Or
I must admit that Charleston is taking a little while.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we are a national company, so we sell nationally as well as internationally, and Charleston is taking a little longer to come to terms with the LED, but the reception is coming slower.
Talk about some of the other maybe some of the other lighting products that that AMSCO Lighting manufactures that people that are used other than in the home. And reason I'm asking is I want our listeners to understand that AMSCO Lighting, you folks are a pretty big company, and you do a lot of business with retailers and so forth, and just to give people an idea of what AMSCO Lighting is capable of.
Well, we do retail. We sell to retail also, but we also do a lot of what's called spec market, architectural specification. So our product goes into hotels. It goes into a lot of showroom. It goes into, we do a lot of government jobs. I mean, we have done the VA centers with some of our mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
And we do very much commercial, but high-end commercial, so unique items. And we recently did the B.B. King Museum. So there are a lot of commercial high-end jobs that we have done.
Mm-hmm.
And our products, the products that are geared commercially, of course, are our LED corn cobs, our hybrids, which are easy retrofit, but also our linear sconces, which are LED. And the mirrors, I mean, they just have a great, vast customer base,
mm-hmm.
client base, because, mirrors are very important in a lot of aspects of hotels and bathrooms and everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you were telling me before we started this interview about a specialty lit mirror that if would be used in like a clothing retailer. Describe that a little bit.
We're very excited to soon be launching that. It is a lit dressing room mirror that a client trying on a particular item in a dressing room in a store would be able to see the other options from that mirror that are available without asking the assistance from the sales clerk, would also be able to see what they would look with that particular item in a different color, see if the inventory is available without even asking again for assistance for the clerk. So they would have all that information. It also syncs through an app on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also see how you look, take a picture, and have all the information on your phone for maybe making a decision later if you did not want to do that right then.
That's incredible. Well, how can folks get more information about AMSCO Lighting?
The quickest way to do that would be AMSCO.com on our website. And, of course, we're available by phone at 800-221-9092.
And AMSCO is spelled?
A-A-M-S-C-O.
Got it. Okay. And what if they wanted to visit the showroom at AMSCO Lighting?
We are located at 100 Lamp Light Circle in Somerville, off the Jetburg exit.
Gotcha. All right. Good deal. Well, buy local. Why not do business with this local lighting company that manufactures lighting fixtures right here in the Somerville area, but sells all over the country and all over the world. So we're very, very lucky to have a company like AMSCO Lighting right here in Charleston. Well, we have been talking with Carlene Peters with AMSCO Lighting. Thanks so much, Carlene.
And thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Lincoln Wilson with Spectrum Paints. How you doing, Lincoln?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thank you.
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Spectrum Paint.
Spectrum Paint is a paint company originally started in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are now in 9 states. We've got over 70 locations from Virginia to Charleston and then out west in the Oklahoma, Nebraska, Arkansas area. We represent both Ben Moore and Pittsburgh Paint Company, as well as Lenmar Lacquers, Gemini Lacquers. We represent a bunch of different companies.
Very good. So Spectrum Paint, you folks are an independent paint company. Why should someone come to Spectrum Paint versus one of the big box stores? I noticed that they always put the paint departments right up front, right in the middle of those big box stores, and they always seem busy there.
Oh, yeah. Well, then they are, and that's a smart move to put it centrally located. You know, when you go to the big box store, sometimes it's hard to find what you're looking for, so they put them right there in the middle. But the difference, I believe, that Spectrum represents in the area of painting is that we actually have experienced staff that have been doing it for 10, 12, 15, 20 years. Every store is staffed by veteran paint tinters that know how to match colors. They know the different products. We do a lot of industrial and commercial work as well. And those products aren't the normal kind of everyday homeowner do-it-yourself type of products. And when homeowners do get into that area, they need guidance. And having someone that can confidently, accurately, and intelligently guide them how to use the products and deal with the problems is very, very important. And that's why we have so much repeat business at Spectrum Paint.
Yeah, painting is probably the most popular do-it-yourself project. People feel like with no training or expertise that they are able to paint a room, and that's certainly the case. Whether it's a really good paint job or not depends, I guess, on the user. And that would make you think that they're going to that do-it-yourselfer is going to need as much advice and guidance as possible. And the one thing that you can pretty much guarantee you will not get at a big box store is that guidance and that advice from the person who's working behind the counter, because it seems like there's, you know, 5 or 6 homeowners waiting to get their paint, and the people in the big box store are just not going to be able to take the time to answer questions that homeowners really need to have answered.
Yeah, that can be a problem. And of course, I know they do a lot of cross training, which is nice to have people be able to do a lot of things, but we focus on just the one thing, which makes it a little bit easier for us, and that's paint. And painting is easy. It can be easy and hard at the same time. I mean, a new coat of paint can make anything look wonderful and new. But 90%, 95% of painting is the prep. you know, they have an expression in the industry that paint doesn't have a brain. And what that basically means is that paint is going to just do what paint does. It's like putting a turkey in the oven, and then when you burn it, you're blaming the turkey. And it's not the turkey's fault that it got burned. Same thing with paint. If the walls aren't prepped, if the trim isn't properly prepped or clean, or if there's something on there that's going to inhibit adhesion, these are all things that are going to cause the paint to fail through, you know, no fault of the paint product itself. Another big part of what we do is the different substrates. A lot of people are trying to paint metal. They're trying to paint concrete that's been dirty, has oil, grease, things, garages that over the years have just been really, really messed up. And just putting a little bit of cleaner on there, you think it's clean and it's not. And then when you put your product down, you know, you come back in 3 or 4 weeks or a month later and it's actually lifting off your substrate. That is, once again, it's not the paint's fault, it's the prep. So we try very hard to make sure that the customers are clear and understanding on the work that goes in before they paint. Mm-hmm. The easy part, the fun part, is the paint, the painting itself. The hard part is getting all the work done and getting it ready. But we can guide you in that. I mean, there's lots of really cool products that are cleaning products that are user-friendly, that are environmentally friendly now. We've come a long way from the days when we're just bleaching everything in sight. You know, you're putting just ridiculous amounts of bleach on the outside of a house or even on the inside of the floors or wiping down the trim. So that's one of our big benefits, is that we are very careful to make sure that the consumer is educated as to what they have to do before they ever start painting.
Well, just to kind of follow up on what we were just talking about, the you know, the big box store, the one thing that you don't see a lot at a big box store in the paint department are painting contractors. The paint contractors typically do not shop at the big box store unless they're just in a crunch. The professional painting contractors are who you see at Spectrum Paint.
Yes, sir.
And in fact, every morning at Spectrum Paint is rush hour for Spectrum Paint, right?
It is. It's an exciting place to be from, say, 7 a.m. to about 9:30, 10 o'clock. And that's, you know, that's when the working guys are, they're wanting to get their products. They need to get on the job. They time is money, and it's never more true than in that situation. And so we're very aware of that. I actually have a part-time help that I bring in just for the mornings. Just to get us through that rush, because there's, you know, nothing more important than getting the product in their hands and getting them on the job. Mm-hmm. So we're very aware of that. And of course, our location, all of our locations are easy to get to, but my particular store has a really nice, you can get in and out. We're centrally located here in Charleston. And the big box stores, part of the problem is they're so big and the parking lots are so big. So you got to park, you've got to go all the way in, you got to go to the paint department, you know, get your stuff ordered, and then, you know, get it brought back out, get it loaded up. It adds extra time. Mm-hmm. And not that that would be a deal breaker, but I really try to focus on not just the orders, but the amount of time that from the moment we get the order to the time it's put into the vehicle, shortening that as much as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Is there a better time of the year than others in Charleston to paint? Is it better in the summertime or better in the winter or fall or spring?
There is. The best times to paint are the same as the best times to have a wedding in Charleston, which is March, April, or October, November. And what you have there is you have less rain, the temperatures aren't extreme, and the humidity is down. In the wintertime is probably the worst time, because we do normally have wet winters here. And, of course, the temperatures get very cold at night, and the substrates get cold. And it's all about the temperature of what you're painting. If you're trying to paint a metal building and it's only 33 degrees out, you know, it's not going to work. Same thing in the summer. August, July here in Charleston, the humidity is extremely high. And when you're dealing with oil-based products, it'll make them dry much more slowly. They'll be tacky longer. They won't cure out as quickly, so it extends the timeline. Not to mention the fact that people that are doing lacquers and things like that have to deal with the ambient moisture in the air. Moisture entrapment into lacquers can cause it to blush. It can cause you to have problems. So the cabinet guys are acutely aware of dealing with that and controlling their air. So the answer would definitely be the best times are – in the spring and the fall, when the humidity has dropped or it hasn't started yet and the temperatures are moderate, that is the best time to paint. Although, I mean, you can paint, we're lucky enough, you can paint pretty much year-round, except for when it's exceptionally cold and the high. The break point's usually about 40 degrees. If we don't get above, say, 40 or 45 at the height of the day, then it's usually not advisable to paint outside.
You mentioned the heat and humidity. We have a lot of that in the Charleston area, which breeds a lot of mold. And I've got you know, some permanent mildew stains on the trim and on our house. What's the best advice you have for a homeowner to either prevent mold or mildew from growing on your house, or if you have it, how do you get rid of it?
Well, if you're going to paint and you don't have a mold problem yet, or you know, you're not dealing with it per se, then maintenance program is good. And what that means is, once you've painted, you want to, say, once a quarter, you know, every 3 months or 4 months, just wash your house. It's as simple as that. They make lots of really nice products. Moldex is one of them, where you just hook a garden hose to it. You spray your house down. Wait a little while, you wash it off, and that keeps the mold from getting a foothold and keeps it from growing. If you already have a mold problem, if it's already established, they have new primers out. Zinsser makes a mold killing primer now that actually you can prime over it and it will actually kill that mold. It works very, very well. There's also additives to paint. You can put what we call M1, but there's lots of different, you know, mold inhibiting additives. And what that does is that just, it ups the amount that's in the paint. There's already some in there, but it just kind of boosts it. Here in Charleston, like I said, with humidity and all, northern-facing gable ends, heavy live oak-covered parts of the house where they never get a lot of sun, these are the parts. These are the places where the UV is not going to, you know, be there to help you with the mold. So that's the most prevalent problem that we have, are the northern-facing parts of houses that are tree-covered. And in that situation, combination of things, the right product, the right mold inhibiting additive, and then once again, it's about a maintenance program, and a lot of people, I think, don't want to hear that, but it's something that has to be done, even if you're only doing it once or even twice a year. You can hire someone to just come out and pressure wash. I actually had my house painted recently, and my painter came out and pressure washed it, and he laughed because he's talked about how good the trim looked now that it's clean. And he asked me when the last time was I washed my house, and of course I hadn't washed my house in quite some time, so he chastised me for that. But you know, it's like the landscape guy whose grass needs cut. You know, I sell paint for a living, but I finally got my house painted and it looks very nice, and my wife's very happy, so you know how that goes.
Sure. Well, tell folks how they can get more information about Spectrum Paint.
You can go to our website, which is spectrumpaint.com, and that has everything you need to know. It has our vendors, it has a product listing, it has data sheets, it has all of our locations in the United States. We also are on Facebook, which you can go to Spectrum Paint on Facebook, and then they have a listing of all the individual stores. So they're actually setting up Facebook pages for each of our stores. So if you want to go on and interact with us through Facebook, or maybe make a comment, good or bad, you know, if something happens, we want to know about it. You know, if there's a problem, then we need to know so we can fix it. And if you had a great experience, then we're happy to hear that as well.
Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Lincoln Wilson with Spectrum Paint. And remember, always buy the highest quality paint that you can. Don't cheap out and buy cheap paint at that big box store. The paint is a fraction of the cost of a project. You always want the best quality paint that you can buy. Thanks so much, Lincoln.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Jim Rouleau with Edgewater Energy Services. How you doing, Jim?
Tim, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Just fine, thanks. Take a moment and tell everybody about Edgewater Energy Services.
We are Edgewater Energy Services, very much a local company out of North Charleston. We specialize, of course, not only in renewable energy, and specifically down here, solar energy, but also energy conservation, energy improvements, things like that. All these things kind of, tie together to help boost the output of the system.
Mm-hmm. I go around and check all the different building permits throughout the Charleston area. I'm seeing a ton of building permits for solar power systems going on people's roofs. It's gotten extremely popular. I think every time SCNG decides to raise their rates, people have had it. They've decided they want to take things into their own hands.
Well, that's the big benefit of renewable energy, because you're either going to pay the utility company or you're going to produce, some if not all your energy. But the thing is, when you own the system, 100% of that energy that the system produces is yours, mm-hmm. The homeowner. So, and the benefit of the sun, it's free, it's mm-hmm. clean, and it's readily available.
If give me a couple of examples, real life examples. Like, what's the what have you been hearing from Edgewater Energy Services customers as far as what their electric bill was prior to having a solar energy system installed by Edgewater Energy Services before and then after?
Well, that'll range based on the scope of work that we do. The benefit with us, we can design a system that's going to fit in around any budget. So typically when we go in, of course, the first thing we want to inquire about, how big a bite of a bill do you want to go ahead and out of your power bill that you want to go ahead and take. And so, we'll design a system based on that. But typically the feedback from our customers is, we're saving them, 10% or better than, what we had, estimated as far as, energy savings throughout the year.
Okay. So if somebody has been getting like a $300 or $400 a month electric bill, what would that be reduced to if they had a solar power system from Edgewater Energy Services?
Well, depending on the orientation and, of course, the surface area for placing panels, we can get it down to, the basic facility fee, which is $10 a month and with SCNG. Now, and that rolls, if they produce more energy than what they use for the month, it carries over as a credit. And they do true net metering. So what you send back to the power company and what they award you per kilowatt hour is also the same rate you pay for power.
Mm-hmm.
And, so anyways, net metering is different from a lot, of areas in the country where they do a buy all, sell all. Actually, this is a quicker payback because typically with those type of incentives, the power company is buying the excess energy back at a wholesale rate, and then, of course, distributing it at a retail rate.
Mm-hmm. What happens when it gets dark at night?
Well, of course, you're not producing any power.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I kind of explain it, it's kind of like during the day, most people aren't at home, so, lights are off, TV's off, computer's off, what have you. The home is consuming minimal energy. And what the system's going to do is first off offset whatever power the home is consuming during the day. Anything above and beyond that will feed back to the utility company, and they're going to award you a credit. So the way I try to explain it, it's kind of like a rechargeable battery. So during the day, you're recharging this battery, and then at night when you come home and you cut everything on, that excess energy that you build up during the day, you're using that. And it fluctuates throughout the month. And at the end of the month, if you're sitting on excess kilowatt hours that the system produces, I mentioned, it'll show up on your bill mm-hmm. As a credit per kilowatt hour.
What if I've been hearing about that? Is it called a battery wall or something like that?
Yeah, that is something that I'm still looking into personally through Tesla. Just like with anything else, it's new. A lot of it, is still in research and development. But once it becomes available, of course, we'll be looking at, to adding on, that to our, product inventory.
Mm-hmm. What's the are you finding is the typical payback? What is Edgewater Energy Services telling a homeowner will be the typical payback for the investment they make with, for those solar panels?
Typically, we're seeing typical paybacks anywhere from 5 to 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on the power company, too, because the more you pay, the quicker the payback's going to be.
Mm-hmm. And how there are some tax breaks that homeowners can take advantage of to have a solar power system installed on their house. How do those tax breaks work?
Well, you get a 30% federal tax credit on top of a 25% state tax credit. And it's not a deduction. It's a dollar-for-dollar credit. So it comes off your liability, okay? But anyways, with the feds, there's no cap on what you can use per calendar year. With the state, there is a cap, which is 50% of your liability, up to $3,500 per calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you can't use 1 year, you don't lose any of it. It carries over to the following year. In both federal and state, you have 10 years to absorb it. So the way I kind of explain tax credits is you're either going to pay Uncle Sam or Uncle Sam's going to help you subsidize it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So if you, you know, when you look at your paycheck every couple weeks, you see the amount of money that's being taken out and going to the federal government or the state government. And so a tax credit, you're actually, if you ended up over the course of the year paying $10,000 in taxes, you're actually getting some of that $10,000 back to you.
Correct. It is a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. So it would apply to the portion of the money that as the government takes out everything out of your check,
mm-hmm.
what they were withholding after your return.
Gotcha. So ends up if it between the state and federal tax credits, it's 55%. It's paying for more than half of the system right off the top.
Exactly.
That's great. And there was some talk last year that the tax credits might go away. What's the word on the street about that?
Well, it's right now just kind of up in the air. You know, of course, you know, there have been some changes in the political atmosphere, so it's kind of a wait-and-see situation. And, you know, with that being said, because the federal tax credit was, you know, extended through 2021, and that could change. And the same thing with the state. It's always, you know, whenever you get the information from the state of South Carolina as far as, you know, how they extend their tax credits, it's always yet to be determined. So.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that people need to do to maybe prepare to have solar panels installed in their house? Like, for example, what happens eventually your roof is going to have to be replaced. What happens with the solar panels that are on top of the roof?
Well, when the roof has to be replaced, we do a removal and a reinstall of the panels and all the racking.
So it's a good idea to if you need a new roof, get the roof done before the panels
exactly.
are installed.
Exactly. Typically, the conversation I have, if they're within a couple of years of having to replace the roof, it's better to go ahead and do that first before putting the panels up.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And there are other companies that are doing solar power other than Edgewater Energy Services, but you folks take it a step further. You actually consult with the homeowner about helping the homeowner with energy improvements to provide better insulation and things that can help save that homeowner money in addition to the saving on your energy bill itself.
And that's very correct, because the thing is, you know, it's not so much about producing power, it's about the consumption as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if the home is, you know, not very energy efficient at all, and you just put panels up, you're just throwing money in the wind. And it is going to be a lot cheaper to conserve energy than it is to produce it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Edgewater Energy Services?
Okay, we are Edgewater Energy Services, and we're located at 7361 Industry Drive in North Charleston. Our phone number is 843-937-9999, And our web address is www.edgewaterenergysc.com. And my name is Jim. Call and say you know that you heard about this on the Ask the Expert shows, and you'll receive an instant $500 discount should you place the system with us in the future.
Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with Jim Rouleau with Edgewater Energy Services. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Maggie Davern with Aiden Fabrics. How you doing, Maggie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Maggie, take a moment and tell everybody about Aiden Fabrics.
Aiden Fabrics is a, well, first off, it's a fabric store. I guess that's a given in the name, but also a home design, furniture, and accessory store in Mount Pleasant. Has a little bit of everything. We can help you redo projects for your home, curtains, draperies. I guess that's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pillows, bed covers, throws, all of that. And then we also carry wallpaper to help you redo your home walls. Furniture, you can order from anything from Gabby Home. We also carry Sam Moore, Row Furniture, and Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
And we have lots of rugs in the store as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, how long has Aiden Fabrics been around?
Aiden Fabrics, it's kind of changed hands under different names for, you know, a couple times now. Jonathan and his wife Allison bought it a couple years ago and kind of changed to Aiden, and that's named after their son, Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
And the store is growing, and they will hopefully be moving to a more permanent location in a little over a year.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, paint a picture for our listeners of, you know, when you walk into Aiden Fabrics in Mount Pleasant. You're located right near the Isle of Palm Connector, and you walk into Aiden Fabrics, and you have a very tall ceiling, right?
Yeah, it's almost like a warehouse, shall you say. The interior is high ceilings, rafters. And when you walk in, all you're going to see is lots and lots of racks, frames of fabric, different bolts. And we try to get new ones in all the time, and we're pretty much moving merchandise pretty quickly. So we always have new things coming in, but it's a big space, and there is a lot to look at. So I think it can be overwhelming for some people, but we try to be pretty helpful and, you know, kind of guiding, you know, quite by asking what they're working on, guiding them through the store, helping them find what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have it, we'll order it for them.
So. Gotcha. How does the process happen? How does Aiden Fabrics help a homeowner that's looking for fabrics? I mean, because the homeowner may not, they may come in and say they're doing this, but they may not be aware of all the options available, and they might be a little overwhelmed with all the different fabric lines that you folks have got on display.
Right. I mean, we definitely have a lot to choose from, and as a textiles major from college, I guess it's not as, you know, it's more commonplace for me. I kind of understand it, but that's because that's what I studied and am really interested in, but when people come in, there's lots of books, there's fabrics. It is overwhelming, a lot of colors, patterns, textures that sometimes you can just stop somebody and say, you know, what are you working on? Or, you know, if they're kind of meandering, but you see they're a little lost. Or sometimes they'll have color swatches with them. It's great when someone comes in with a magazine picture. You know, a visual always helps mm-hmm. kind of give you an idea of, oh, that's because you might think you know what they're wanting to look at or work on it. You're not connecting at mm-hmm. all. But the best way is to kind of just see what they're working on. And if they're saying they're recovering chairs, they need fabric to recover two chairs, is, you know, well, what type of fabrics, what colors do you like, or what textures do you like, or, you know, do you like a certain style? You know, some people love the, you know, the Pottery Barn look, and, you know, we can help them find that. It's just that idea kind of guides you, you know, gives you a really good idea of actually what they want. They mm-hmm. want a canvas slip-covered sofa.
Mm-hmm. So. What are some of the different things? And you mentioned they're looking to reupholster a couple of chairs. What are some of the projects that you see customers come into Aiden Fabrics wanting to buy fabrics for?
A lot of people come in and they hear that we're a fabric store, and they, you know, don't really know much more than that. So they might not know that we as a store will help them produce anything that's what I like to call soft goods, anything from draperies to pillows to bed coverings to cushions, people always needing new cushions for outdoor furniture, and then anything that has to do with upholstery or slip covers, we have workrooms that we recommend, so we don't personally do that, but we're happy to provide the fabric. I think that a lot of what's been people come in for is that they're just buying fabric for a project that they have an upholsterer, so the upholsterer sends them to our store. And you know, they learn that we do other things, and then it kind of grows from there.
Mm-hmm.
But as of late, I would say a lot of the projects you get on a weekly basis are going to be, I mean, pillows galore, so many pillows.
Mm-hmm.
We also do a lot of work with draperies. That seems to be between pillows, draperies, and cushions. I think we do. That would be a majority of our workroom orders coming mm-hmm. in and out. People right now, you know, people want to start preparing for the summertime coming up, so it would be the best time to start thinking about getting anything recovered. While you don't really have to use it, it's a little, mm-hmm. you know, it's a little drearier outside. You're not hanging out outside as much. But we do have a great selection of indoor-outdoor fabrics as well. Mm-hmm. So
I understand that a lot of people are choosing the outdoor fabrics for use inside the house.
Yes.
And I would think that the image I have of fabrics for the outdoors, it's the fabric's going to be stiff. It's going to be uncomfortable to sit on. There might be some sort of a protectant or something on it that you know is great for the outdoors, but it's just not going to be suitable for inside the house. Is that the case?
It's the notion that a lot of people have, and I will say that probably a couple of years ago, when outdoor fabrics, everybody let people come in and they ask, "Do you have Sunbrella?" We do have Sunbrella, but it's just one brand of outdoor fabrics. It'd be kind of like saying, you know, I need to make a Xerox. You know, you're just copying something. It's a different name to call it by, but it's a great fabric. But we also carry fabrics like Outdoora, Belladora, and a lot of those really high-end lines for outdoor fabrics. They create some really beautiful, soft fabrics now that I've seen people start covering, like you were mentioning, sofas, chairs for the inside. People have, they have dogs, they have pets that are part of the family that get up on the chairs and sofas, and they have kids that, you know, they might get spaghetti sauce on something, mm-hmm. or, you know, the most popular one is red wine. It seems like there's a lot of red wine drinkers mm-hmm. out there. But these fabrics have a really great technology that allows you could bleach some of them to clean them. You know, I don't always recommend using the bleach. Personally, I don't like to use it. You get a great product, a really high-performance product that the technology has now brought it to where it doesn't. You wouldn't know it was an outdoor fabric, you know, once you had something recovered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some plasticky ones, the tablecloth-type fabrics that, you know, you see on a cheap outdoor cushion, something you might pick up from TJ Maxx or whatnot with your chair.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few of those, too. They're fun. They're a little bit less expensive, so it's easier to do some throw pillows in those, but they're not going to last as long.
Mm-hmm.
So just like regular fabrics, you have a gamut that they run.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Aiden Fabrics?
They can just stop by and visit us. That's always a great way. But we also have a really wonderful website, an updated blog with lots of small interviews with the designers in the store, posts about our new products that come in and out, if we get a new bolt of fabric or carrying a new line. So come see us. You can always give us a call or just look at us online.
And where's your physical location for Aiden Fabrics?
We are at the corner of Hungry Neck Boulevard and Isle of Palms Connector. So we're basically right behind the town center shopping area.
Mm-hmm. Right across the parking lot from that new piano bar, right?
Yes. I have not been there yet, but I'm excited to try it. There's that, we're right next to the Mexican place in King Street Grill.
Okay.
You can smell French fries there.
And there's a Waves, is that right? Right in the corner
there's
there?
There's that and the car wash.
Gotcha. Okay.
So usually I like to tell people, just look for the car wash and we're mm-hmm. in that plaza.
All right. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Maggie Davern with Aiden Fabrics. Thanks so much, Maggie.
Thank you.
Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say to home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.